then your town talking to people, how do you refer to Mr. Asher?
I call him by his first name, Carmen.
Would your neighbors all do it this way, or would they have various voices?
Well, I very often hear someone say, oh, my husband did so-and-so, or my husband couldn't come with me. Maybe they do give them the formal name of Mr. Asher, but in my immediate circle of friends, I don't think that we do that.
The Mr.?
The Mr. The Mr., I've heard that expression. We have a nice old salesman that calls here, a feed salesman, and he wants to know if the mister's in on. You hear him make that expression.
But to you, that's a little bit strange.
Yes, it isn't. I never use that expression.
To the best of your knowledge, how does he refer to you?
Well, he's guilty of saying the old lady. And the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And then he very often calls me by my first name. But no pet name. We have no pet names. Nicknames.
Would you say the message?
No, I don't think so. Did you ever say the message?
There are two women in the Bible whose names both begin with M. Often mentioned together.
Mary and Martha. Mary Magdalene.
And among the writers of books in the Bible, they often mention Mark, Luke, John together. They also mention another one.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
If you had a neighbor whose name was Mr. Cooper, how would you think of his wife?
Well, now, I'd say Ms. Cooper.
You just said that in reference to her rather slowly. If you putting that, you know, in remark of some kind, say I saw Miss Cooper the other day. I wonder if you just say that for me.
Well, I saw Miss Cooper there.
Before Eisenhower became president. How do you speak of a man who presides over a court?
A judge.
Would you tell me some of the names you might give to female horses? I mean,
filly.
Personal names.
Oh, you might want. I might just name one. Well, we've got one here named Lady. We have Maud. We have one called Bird. Maid. Helen. Quite a few of